5:30.
Let's see what my clock's at. 5:30. So we'll call this meeting of the Harmony City Commission, City of Lano, to order. First off, do we have any public comments on non-agenda items?
Not that I know of.
Okay, very good. Moving on to the consent agenda, has everybody had a chance to review the minutes last meeting? There are corrections, that's fine, but if not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of June 16th.
Motion is second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So, to the meat of the agenda, the first of all, 4A, a public hearing. I think these are both items related to the same property.
Yes.
So the City of Lano Planning and Zoning Commission will conduct a public hearing to receive written or hear oral testimony regarding a replat of Holden Addition, Block 89, South 1/2, Block 1, part of Block 2, and all of Blocks 3 and 4, City of Lano, Lano County, Texas, to be known as Block 89, Block 3A, Block 89, Block 4A, and Holden Addition, City of Lano, Lano County, Texas. So just for those who want to speak or comment, right now we're talking about the replat rather than the rezone. Any comments on the replat?
I don't have any comments at this point, but
okay.
I want to hear your discussion.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, sure. My name is Richard Kirkhoff, and I just wanted to let you know that the replat is actually in the city's interest. The way that the land is being used right now, all of the land is conglomerated as a single piece of land, and the owner has a residential activity on the front side of the property, which would be the west side, the address closest to Pittsburgh curve, and in effect has a very large backyard. And the large backyard is adjacent to a commercial parking lot, and across the street from the commercial parking lot for the backside of the grocery store. So making this particular change takes the land to its highest and best use and allows two different owners to take advantage of the land. Currently zoned commercial for the house itself, and remains commercial for the parking lot next door. So a single piece of property. Go ahead.
So where's the parking lot you're talking about? Is it the one for the...
It's the strip center that contains the minor emergency center.
Yeah, okay.
And this is the easternmost portion that's currently nothing but grass.
Got it.
That's immediately adjacent to their parking lot remain in its current designation, or could be sold by the owner to extend other services and things like that for its current zoning and current purpose as commercial. And then the other piece where the house now sits would be restricted as a single piece of property, which would meet its highest and best use for what it's doing right now, which is actually the as a residence.
So they want to keep this part right here commercial, as they were saying, and then this part where the house is residential.
Keep in mind that the extreme corner.
We're talking the replat. We got to talk about the replat right now. We got to do the replat first.
Right. The extreme corner of Dallas and Pittsburgh is an unrelated property and isn't being considered.
As far as the plat line, it runs in the middle of the old alley, or does it run where
it runs north south?
No, it runs north and south. The alley was closed east and west. Okay. So it shows.
That looks like the old alley to me. Where's the old alley then?
East and west.
No, I know, but I'm
The old alley is an extension of the gap.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The line, the other parts, and
yeah, that's what I mean.
And the medical offices.
The alley was closed, right?
That was an easement.
This is an easement. This was the alley. I got you. But nonetheless, the proposed plat line is right in the middle of the easement of that.
Correct. And the only comments that I have is that the owner currently owns one parcel of land, but desires to have two uses, partially residential and partially commercial. And so the REITs would allow the two pieces of land to exist in the tax area and for the purposes where one piece of land currently exists.
Yeah.
And any questions?
Thank you.
As usual, I've been on site, went to look where the placements are. Everything's within setbacks.
And we like combining, you know. Combining's good.
So is the owner not here?
No, the owner is the owner.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'm Mark Padilla with Land Masters. Yeah, Tommy Duncan, his mother lived in the house for her life. Tommy's been in the family for 8 years. Tommy grew up there. Tom's in his 70s now. Lives in Kingsland.
Okay.
And so he's at the point now where they need to sell this property. His mother's passed away.
Gotcha.
The property across from Dallas Street meets the size requirements for a lot and can have setbacks for a lot. All utilities are available for it to function as an independent lot. It's actually under contract now for the Edward Jones office in Lano to build a facility there. And then the house is, they're wanting it to function as a separate piece of property. It needs to function as a residence, which has been for 80 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Understand.
Thank you. Any other questions about the REIT plat?
Okay.
Hearing none, let's close the public hearing on item 4A and move to 4B, where we can talk about zoning. City of Atlanta Planning and Zoning Commission will conduct a public hearing to receive written or hear oral testimony regarding a REIT zone in Block 89, Lot 3A in the Holden Division, City of Atlanta, Texas, from commercial to single family 3SF3. So now, questions and comments about the zoning, the potential zoning change.
I thought we were going to vote on that one.
Huh?
Are we going to vote on that one?
I thought normally we go 4A, 5A, 4B, 5B, but I thought given that this is all on one property that we might want to talk about everything first and then vote on them one after the other.
I'm on it. Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, but I am changing our usual.
Yes. Throwing me off. Throwing me off. Testing me.
So I guess it looks like the lot 3A is going to be the westernmost side, and that's the one that's going to be changed to commercial, and then.
No, changed to residential.
It's currently
commercial. Oh, I'm sorry. It is currently commercial. I keep forgetting. So that one's going to be residential, and we're going to be commercial to the eastern part.
Correct.
So.
This is
going to. This, here, it's easier to see.
Where the house is.
So if the new lots are going to be divided by that little line running right down the middle of that easement, okay, then this part is 3A, and that's going to go from commercial to residential.
Okay.
This part is going to, this is owned by a separate person, it's a total separate thing. And then this part is going to remain commercial.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And it is contiguous with two sides, so it can be, so it won't be spot zoning or anything like that.
Right. In other words, SF3.
Yes. Okay.
I think to some degree we already kind of understand the game plan, but if y'all have any further information to add about the zoning portion there, happy to hear.
One sentence. Changing the house part of portion to residential zoning is its highest and best use and its current use, and leaving the eastern portion adjacent to the medical parking lot as commercial is its highest and best use, and I support it.
I can certainly see the logic in the approach. Did we have any comments on the item?
No, sir.
Submitted? Okay.
We haven't gotten any.
Anyone else want to speak on the public hearing of the rezoning? Okay, so we will close the public hearing on item 4B, and now I think we can move to voting on both items items, probably in relatively quick succession. Item 5A, discussion of possible action regarding a replat of Holden Addition Block 89, South 1 half of Lot 1, part of Lot 2, and all of Lots 3 and 4, City of Plano, Atlanta County, Texas, to be known as Lot 3A, Block 89, and Lot 4A, Block 89, Holden Addition, City of Plano, Atlanta County, Texas. Any further discussion or questions about the replat portion? Okay. Entertain a motion.
I think a motion that we accept the replat and how you describe it.
I'll second it. And send it on to
council.
Yes.
Will you accept the friendly amendment?
I do.
Excellent. All right. So your motion is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. So the replat carries. On to item 5B, discussion on possible action regarding a rezone of Holden Addition Block 89 to Lot 3A, City of Plano, Atlanta County, Texas. Any further discussion on this one, or otherwise just a motion?
Send it to council.
Send it on to council.
All right.
I second a slightly Robert's rule of order, friendly amendment.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Congratulations, y'all. I hope that it works out for everybody. And we have nothing else on our agenda, so we'll stand adjourned.